Okay, Rabbi. Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shena Basim Shua Falak. Okay, this week's Parsha's Kiseitse. Kiseitse la Milchoma Olay Vecha. Right, Milchemes Rishus. About Milchoma. Last week's Parsha, we also speak about Milchoma. On page 2, Kiseitse la Milchoma Olay Vecha, Reisa Sus Varechev. And Rashi points out an interesting point on Pasuk Aleph here, on page 2. Kiseitse la Milchoma Olay Vecha, says Rashi, second line. Somach HaKosuv Yitzias Milchoma L'Kan, Lomra L'cha She'ein M'chusa Eiver Yotzei la Milchoma. In other words, the pasuk before is talking about shein and yad and regel, shein v'shein yad yad regel. So a person is mechusar aver. He's missing a limb. He doesn't go to milchama. So what's the idea that mechusar aver doesn't go to milchama? Then we have the Sukkim here of on page 4 and 5 of Kansipur. Ki kari Kansipur lefanech vaderech, right? Shalech te shalach haseim vasabodim tikach loch varach te yomim. Right, you get arichas yomim, right? The two mitzvahs that you have, arichas yomim, kibur aveim and shiluch hakan. So, and then Chazal tell us, but other mitzvahs we have no idea. Whereas the Torah, as we're going to see in the Medrash, specifically didn't give price tags on mitzvahs. Because if the Torah, the only mitzvahs that the Torah gave price tag was Kibbut Aveim and Shiluch HaKan, you have Arichas Yomim. So that's a good, that's a big price tag. But anything else, the Torah didn't, because the Torah is afraid. If you give price tags, then everyone would want to do them. The mitzvahs that you get a lot of schar for, and leave the other ones away. So that's the Medrash here in 6 and 7. Zeh Omar Kosov Orachayin Pen Tefolis. Amar of Abba Barkan Amar of Kodesh Baruch Hu page 7. Lote Yoshev Ushakel Mitzvoseh Shel Torah. You shouldn't measure and weigh the schar for a mitzvah. And he gives you, because then he gives you a mashal, Mahadover Dome. The first word in the line is Hadover. Hadover Dome, Melch Shesochelo Poalim. A king hired workers to work the field. So, Stam. And he said, go work. So, one guy was going to go to this tree, one guy was going to go to the other tree. But he didn't tell him how much each tree is worth. You know, because some trees were more valuable, so he, therefore, if a person worked on that tree, they would get a bigger schar. But he didn't want to tell, because then no one would work on some of the other trees. And at the end, he said, okay, who worked on this tree? Okay, you get this amount. Who worked on that tree? You get this amount. So the same thing by mitzvahs. Some are worth more than others. But Hashem is not going to tell us what's the price tag, because he wants us to do everything. He wants us to do all the mitzvahs. And right. Now, we know there's a famous Mishnah on page 13 in Makkos that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael Efichach Hirbalam Torah Mitzvahs. But Hashem wanted to that the Jewish people should have zchuyos, so he gave them a lot of Torah mitzvahs to give them a lot of opportunities to do good things. So there's a famous Rambam, a very interesting Rambam in this Perush Mishnayos on page 14. So he says like this, Meikre ha'emuna. Wow. On page 14 of the Bible. Meikre ha'emuna b'torah ki kishikayim odam mitzvah mitarik mitzvahs karoi. Ki kahogan v'lo yishatef ima kavonam mikavonas ha'olam v'shum ponim el yasa oso l'shmo me'ava hinei zochem b'zel chayel rabo. Whereas if you do one mitzvah, with total pure kavana, you get olam haba. So that's why the Torah gives us so many mitzvahs, so at least we'll get one, you know, so to speak, perfect, with pure kavana, etc. Va'al zeh omar Rabbi Chananim, ki ha-mitzvahs v'yosem harbei, yi efshar shelo yase odom b'chayev achas mihim al maskunta, u'shlei musa. Whereas that's why Hashem said, I'm giving you so much mitzvahs, at least, so you'll be able to at least do one of them, what? In perfection. That's what the Rambam says. Oh. So let's see the idea here. So we know the Shem Yishmuel on page 15 he quotes the Rambam on page 15 on the left side, Venira, the paragraph Venira, Lefarsh Nene Yiduim Divrei Rambam Perish HaMishnayis Dim Yase Mitzvah Achas Kitikuna Lishma Belishum Irv Kavana Cheres, who ben Olam Haba. Zev Mamorim Zal Rotsa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zachar Shel. So he quotes that Rambam. Then he quotes the Gemara in Sota. Last word on the line is Vikshenu. Vikshenu Midivrei Hashah Sota. Darash Rav Simloi. Binan this Ave Moshe Rabbeinu Likadosh LeEretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Just to eat the fruits, that's why he wanted to go. Moshe, harbei mitzvos nitzavel Yisrael, many mitzvos, klal Yisrael nitzave, and a lot of them you could only do in Eretz Yisrael. Main miskayimim velabei Yisrael. Akadis ani lars kedei sheyiskayimu kulam al yadi. So he says from Rav Chaim Vital, the cause of harav Rav Chaim Vital. The Talmud of the Arizal. What's the pshat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu yoda sheremach evorei hanefesh einim nishlomim el beremach mitzvos esei. Chay nisave lekayim es kulam. He says because what's the idea? You have 365 los ases, 248 mitzvos esei. So a person has to do all of them. You'll have a full, just like your body is a full body because you have Ramach Evarim Shagidim, so to the mitzvahs. But Lechora, he's Shem Shmuel is asking Akasha, but doesn't the Rambam say in the Perish Rishnayis that basically you have a lot of mitzvahs, but the idea of the lot of mitzvahs is to get one right, perfect. So if you get one right, you'll be okay. So then, what's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to Eretz Yisrael to do those mitzvahs? He can, whatever mitzvahs he has in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz he can get one right. And then he says that's the pshat that if you don't do all the mitzvahs, you're a balmum. Because every mitzvah is connected Remach Evarim Shesagidim. So if you're missing a mitzvah, it's like that aver of your body is lacking. And that's the pshat he's going to explain, that if you're a bal mum, you can't fight in the mochama. Because on page 16 on the left, v'hine, yeishlom d'chol ma shamar d'hashlom eskaver nefesh ha'pfilo yidek tzas mitzvahs mishor, yeah. So that was the thing. Oh, so he says a very interesting idea. He says like this. The hine on the right now. Yadu de'evari ha'odim klulim heima tainu yesh b'chol eiver ve'eiver koach ha'kolel b'chol eivarim. In other words, every aver affects other avarim. Every aver is connected. So one aver really represents what? The whole body. Which each aver is, every part of every aver is mashpia on every other aver. So if your eye has your leg and your this, and it's all somehow connected. He says the same thing by mitzvahs. When you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah, you do the mitzvah of tefillin, so that in tefillin, it's connected to tzitzis and prismila and shatnez. Everything is interconnected because there's two parts to a mitzvah. There's the koach haprati of the mitzvah, this singular thing, and then it's the koach hakloli. What does the koach hakloli mean? The general, because every mitzvah is tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, when you're doing a mitzvah, you do tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're doing tzitzis, you're involved in this macrocosm of tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is related to every other mitzvah also, because every other mitzvah is also in this tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is doing one mitzvah, there's a connection to every mitzvah because he's involved in the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, provided, he says, that he does the mitzvah lishma. If you do the lishma, it means you're doing it because you want to fulfill the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then that mitzvah is connected to every other mitzvah, because every other mitzvah is also part of this general klal of tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, and therefore the pshat of the Rambam is that you have to get one mitzvah perfect. So if you get one mitzvah perfect, that means you really care about the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then every other mitzvah, it's like you did every other mitzvah. Because in that mitzvah is the koach haklali that binds all the other mitzvahs together. And he says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Because until Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, because once you go into the Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a tzivoy in the mitzvahs tluyos ba'aretz, and then the mitzvahs tluyos ba'aretz are going to become part of this tzivoy klali. So then, therefore, once you go into Eretz Yisrael, then there's a tzivoy in those mitzvahs, and b'meila, when you do one mitzvah, then that'll connect you with every other mitzvah. Because again, every mitzvah is its own mitzvah, the tzadar o mitzvah. But then every mitzvah also has the koach hakloli, that you're part of this enterprise of tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're doing it because of the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they had to go into Eretz Yisrael, so the other mitzvahs will be co-opted into this enterprise of tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rambam means. If you do one mitzvah totally lishma, that then you're okay. And he says, and that's what we say in the another medrash that he quotes, that on Yom Hadin, you know, this is the page 11, Davaracher Sova Smachot Likor El Sheva. He says that on Yom Hadin, two people went to the Dayan for a Din Torah. The last line, on page 11, Leisan Yodin Manhu Notzeach. We don't know who won the court case. But you know that after the court case, you see one guy waving his flag, then he won. You know, obviously he's the one that won. So that's what the Din of Rosh Hashanah is. And then we carry our flags on Sukkot. That's the lulav. That we're showing that we won. That was what Lubavitcher would say. Didon Notzach. Yeah, we did on Notzach. So what's the idea? That yeah, on page 17 of the bottom, Yesh Lomar Od Matzilas Rosh Hashanah. The Amru She Yisrael Umas Olam Yesh Lomar Melchama Lamala. In other words, there's a Melchama Lamala on Rosh Hashanah. Hanish Umas Olam Boyim Umkatrugim Vadin De Emuchusu Eivir Yotzei Lamelchama. Figi Kvar Kedushas Hatam Yishum De Melchemes Yisrael He Betzalam Elokim Shalem. Mano Fel Eima Upachad Al Umas Olam Vnofel Lefnei Lecharim. Chusu Eivir Eitzel Elokim Shabol Beshlemus. In other words, person is Tzelem Elokim. And your whole body is the, if you have a whole body B'Shleimus, then you have the whole Tzelem Elokim B'Shleimus. If you're Mechusar and a part of your Nefesh, then that means you're Mechusar part of your Guf. So that means that you're lacking, and therefore if you Mechusar something, then you don't have the complete Taryag Mitzvahs. But if you do something lishma, then you're connected to every part of the mitzvah. Because then, through the koach haklali, then everything is connected. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, we daven, we don't daven for ourselves, we daven for kvod shemayim. Pei pachtecha, moloch al kol olam. We daven for Hashem in Rosh Hashanah. Because this way, if we're totally lishma, so then everything we do gets us in the koach haklali, and then we're not considered a mechusar eiver. And we're not considered a mechusar eiver, and then we could go to melchama connected to umas ha'olam, because a mechusar eiver doesn't go to melchama. But if you have lishma, so in other words, you do things lishma, so then you do one thing, that means you believe in the tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every mitzvah is included in the tzivu. So then, therefore, therefore that's enough to fulfill all the tayin mitzvahs. And after Rosh Hashanah, we were going to Muhammad, because in Shemayim we're going to Muhammad kinegedu umas olam. And the only way we can fight kinegedu umas olam is if we're not a mechusar eiver. And that's the idea, that every mitzvah, so that's pshat in the Rambam. You do one mitzvah that's totally lishma, then you go zochel l'chayim olam haba. So what does that mean? I can spend my life just on tzitzis, and I won't do mezuzah, I won't do it, and I'll go l'chayim olam haba? No. It's the idea is, if you do one mitzvah in perfection, so then you're showing that totally lishma, totally l'shem shemayim, totally, so then you plug in to the koach haklali, and then what? And then it's as if you did all the mitzvahs. Because all the mitzvahs, even though they weren't perfect, but then all the mitzvahs are co-opted into this one umbrella of the koach haklali of the tzivu Hashem. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the time when we daven l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another, once I was talking about this, I always like to quote the Beis Shmuel Achron, to explain the Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph on page 18. The fascinating Gemara that Goy came to Hillel, to Shammai, and says, I want to convert al menas that you should explain me the whole Torah, shani omer al regel achas. Page 18. Regel achas. I'm going to convert with the promise, with the condition that you'll teach me the whole Torah, I'm standing on one foot. So Shammai said, get lost. Dachvo b'ma, he had no patience for this guy. And Hillel said, no, I'll convert you. And what did he tell? Dalach sani, l'chavercha lo savid. You want to know the whole Torah on one foot? What you don't like for yourself, don't do to others. And the rest is commentary, zeal gemor. So the Sefer Beis Shmuel Achron is one of, I'm not going to read it inside, I'll tell it to you outside and you can look at it later. He says, what's this idea? The whole Torah of reglachas. It sounds like a joke. Standing on one foot, it says like this. We know, like we said before, a person has to do all tayyag mitzvahs. So the Shemesh Shmuel explained how you could do it. If it's totally lishma, then it's one umbrella. He says a different one. It's impossible to do all tayyag mitzvahs. Because you're a Koyin, then you're not a Levi. And if you're a Levi, you're not a Mela. No one person could do everything. So this guy, this Ger, when he came to Hillel,
Kiryas Sharm, he says, you know what? What does Regel Achas mean? I want to fulfill the Torah, but you know what? I want to come to this world one time and fulfill it in one shot. In other words, because if you don't fulfill it one shot, what does Hashem do? He sends you back Gilgal, because you have to, I don't want to come back here. In other words, it's bad enough I had to be in this time, I'll do it, and then I want to be the Shechina. So Shabbos is impossible. You can't do it in one shot. Regel Achas means one coming for this world. Hill says, don't worry. You could. How so? Because if you're connected to the rest of the community, in other words, you have a feeling that something I don't want to be done to me, I don't want to do to you, because I'm connected with everyone, so that my mitzvahs count to you, your mitzvahs count to me, and we're one group. And the Mela, so I'm not a Mela, but you're a Mela. I'm not a Kohen. You're a Kohen, but I need to make it. We're all connected, so then you can do it at one time. So if you have that attitude, or you know, the concept of if you can't do a mitzvah, you learn about it. Either Zil Gamor, so, you know, Oseg Parshas Olakim Lukivola, like a Shefa says, a Machlokas, where that only applies to Korbanos or somebody else, but that's the idea, that if you have that attitude, that you're learning or you're connected to the Klal, so the Mela, you can be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, or Regel Achas, meaning one coming to this world and not having to come back with a Gilgul Neshama. So this is the idea, Rabbi Osei. The Shleimus HaAdam is the Ramach Evorim Shesaginim, is the whole concept of the body of a human being, and that comes Mikoach Mitzvosam. Shleimus HaAdam Mikoach Mitzvosam. So therefore, if a person is Mechusar, he can't come to Muhammad because now he's not a Sholim. He's not a Sholim. So in Rosh Hashanah is the time that we go to Muhammad. Because Klal Yisrael Umos Olam are having some Muhammad about who's going to prevail for the coming year, and we have to come ready to come to the Muhammad. And we come to the Muhammad how? Where we have to have, we can't be Mechusar Aver. So that means we can't be Mechusar Mitzvah. So either we, so therefore that's why we daven in Rosh Hashanah, says the Shem Yishmuel, totally the Shem Shemayim, Moloch Al Kol Olam. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah. Because if we're Lishma, so then we plug into what? Into this Koach HaKloli, and therefore, the whole realm of all mitzvahs includes everything, because we're co-opting, we're coming into this Koach HaKloli. And then, you could say, based on the Shem Yishmuel, with the base of Shmuel Acharon, that if a person is connected to the Tzibur, especially in Rosh Hashanah, that he's also ready for the Mukhama. Because the Medrash says, it's not just that we wouldn't normally think it's a din, miyichya and miyomus, but it's also, it's a Klal Yisrael versus the Umas HaOlam is going on in Rosh Hashanah. And that's what the Medrash says. Who won the war? So it's the Medrash says that we saw that whoever, like two people came to a judge. We don't know who won the din. So the guy who's waving his flag, afterwards, you know, he won. So that's why we wave our lulav. That's just so that we were menatzeach, we were menatzeach the din. And that's the idea of the Shem Shmuel together with the Shmuel Achron, and that's the Yisod. But a person has to have a shleimus of all the mitzvahs, even though it's impossible. So either through being totally lishma in one of the mitzvahs, like the Rambam says, or having this attitude towards Klal Yisrael that I won't do anything to someone else, that I won't want to be done myself, or the whole idea of Zeal Gemur, of learning, that if something I can't really fulfill, I'll learn the halachas of it, and I'll be included in that. So that's Kitzeis Amu Chalamecha, Shleimus HaAdam, Bikoach,